WHDD presents Susan Says.
One of the problems with having a weekly commentary is that by the time Thursday comes around, everything that happened on Sunday has been chewed over to death. So sorry it's late on the Oscars, but I have to put in my 2 cents worth. Worst show ever in all of Oscar history, and that's saying something. What good there was, Coda winning, a deaf actor winning, a black gay young woman winning, all were overshadowed by total lack of taste, ridiculous pairings, Will Smith, and a production number during the memoriam that was the death of the whole thing, to coin a phrase. Are you kidding me? In an effort to be woke, hip, inclusive, diverse, they decided to have a gospel choir sing. Well, that was okay. But then put in dancing, huh? Let's celebrate life. No, this is a memoriam of people who died. Bad camera work, bright colors of joy around dead people whose faces were obscured. Oh, need I go on? This was an oh, come on moment, but I don't want to limit myself to just this one. Weird couplings, like what was Puff Daddy doing announcing The Godfather, huh? And on the good side, the eliminating of walking to the stage and showing clips, that was a good idea. But the James Bond memorial was one huge car crash, nothing of the charm, good dialogue, and Sean. Yes, we needed more of Sean, but that's my own choice. Will Smith. Obviously not the nice guy image he has cultivated, acted, pretended to be. Upset? Yeah, but he wasn't going to do anything, as he did laugh at Chris's joke, but then Jada gave him the side eye and up he sprang. A very smart black woman who was in Chris Rock's hair doc when he talked about all kinds of black hair issues. She has alopecia. She spoke very sanely about the whole thing on TMZ and said, perhaps it was his inability to stand up for his mother's abuse when a child. He wrote about it in his memoir. That's what triggered him. Huh? Whatever. I'm so sick of hearing about that family on the red table. They exposed everything. What did they expect? He should have been taken out of the hall by the police and arrested. Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges, but a crime is a crime is a crime. As a member of a minority, I'm always conscious of it, be it good or bad for my people, Jewish. And many black people expressed the same thing, how destructive this was, how it spoiled the achievement of Questlove, whose documentary celebrated black music and hidden history. And this just adds the most vile stereotypes to the black community, black on black crime. But some people actually supported Smith. And that's equally obnoxious. That's you, Tiffany Haddish. It's detrimental to young kids who follow their icons. And then some people, Facebook said, white people like me should have not been able to comment, huh? Well, okay, how about quoting W. Kamel Bell, Eli Mistel, and other prominent blacks like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, my old pal from college? He agreed. Enough. A final note, Will Smith did apologize on Monday. Too little, too late. He's probably worried about his own career. And oh yeah, one more thing. None of the songs were any good, in my opinion. The downfall of the Bond series, again, in my opinion. I find Daniel Craig too thuggish, but that's me. Anyway, this Billie Eilish melody, quote unquote, was the perfect choice, I guess, of the mediocrity that this series has now fallen to. Where was the brilliant theme that used to be when Sean would come on? Oh, well. As to the real world, the terror of the Ukraine attack continues. Millions of people are displaced. The country will never regain its historic sites. The children are mercilessly murdered. Again, my opinion, which is why I'm on the radio, duh, to express it, we are not doing enough. I'm not sure what else can be done, but surely, sub rosa, without saying, we could provide more weapons, we could do other things. As of Tuesday, the two sides supposedly are talking peace, but that could all be a charade. Oh, Lord, my heart breaks. History's repeating itself. See Nazis, see genocide, see, well, those who don't condemn history are doomed to repeat it. And finally, now we have proof, documents that show the wife of a Supreme Court judge is corrupt. Her clients appear before him and he needs to resign and leave. And we have an attorney general who seems to have disappeared, is asleep at the wheel. No good news. Oh, wait. Fourth vaccine available. Getting mine Friday. Do it.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.